Gearing up for this week's 3rd District Congressional Debate, one of the candidates who did make the cut to participate, Marlon Stutzman, and he's joining me live right now. Good morning, Marlon.
Good morning, Kayla. Great to be with you on What Will.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here because I hear these days that you are, in fact, Marlon, a sleazy politician. I mean, that according to this latest attack ad that I have in my hand going around. Is this true? Are you a sleazy politician?
Well, I was a little surprised by that. I don't mind being called out and on a certain vote or a certain policy position. But, unfortunately, Wendy Davis's campaign has resorted to calling me sleazy now. But I guess there could be worse words, but you can tell that the campaign is definitely in full swing. You know, the May 7th primary is just around the corner. And, we know from polling that I have a good, strong lead. And Wendy went to Washington, and she met with these PACs that she was endorsed by, and now they're attacking me to try to erase that lead and give her a chance to win.
This particular ad that I have, it's a flyer. It says, sleazy career politician Marlon Stutzman was under investigation after he improperly used campaign funds to pay for a lavish California family vacation. I'm reading it verbatim. And Marlon, I think many of us who've been around might kind of recall this story. The House Ethics Committee was investigating whether or not campaign funds were used for a family trip. Care to set the record straight?
Yeah, actually, Kayla, that trip was with WoWo's Pat Miller.
I remember.
You do remember. Good.
California, right?
It was. We went to the Reagan Library. The Reagan Library with a group of WoWo listeners. And we went to the Ethics Committee, gave them the entire trip and how it was going to all play out because originally I was going to be a special guest publicly. Well, you can't do that as a person holding an office. And so I traveled separately out to California on that trip and met Pat and the guests that were with him on that trip. And it got twisted into being called a vacation. And it's just one of those things that, the Todd Young campaign did the same thing back in 2016. Mm-hmm. And now Wendy Davis's campaign is doing the same thing now. And I guess they think that maybe because I lost in 2016 to Todd Young, that it might work again this time. But I don't think that's the case. I think, I'm going to continue to campaign on getting Washington out of, the everyday lives of people, finish the wall, get our economy back on track. And, of course, we have some very serious problems over in the Middle East with our friend and ally Israel being attacked by Iran over the weekend. So that's what I'm focused on. Wendy and her campaign, I think they need to focus on policy issues rather than calling me names and attacking over things that aren't true.
This might be a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it anyway, Marlon, because I just don't know. If you are to be elected as our next, congressman representing the 3rd District, would the House Ethics Committee be able to open that investigation back up, or could this rear its ugly head again?
No, they couldn't. Now, see, and the thing is, Kayla, there's two ethics committees. There's one that's called the Office of Congressional Ethics. That's the one that the campaign back in 2016, they took an AP report that was very well orchestrated with the Mitch McConnell team to open this investigation. That gave them the third party. This is exactly what they do with Trump, Kayla. They trump up an allegation, no pun intended there, they trump up an allegation, and then they throw it, to some sort of investigative committee.
Yeah.
Or into a court, and they allege something was done wrong, and Trump has done this over and over. So it's the exact same playbook that the Democrats are doing with Trump that was done with me back when Mitch McConnell and Todd Young's campaign, when we were campaigning against each other for the Senate seat. So, no, it can't be. Now, could any ethics committee open up an investigation on anything, on any member? For sure.
Yeah.
They're investigating AOC for her dress that she wore to the New York Metropolitan Gala, and they're trying to find out who paid for that. So once the OCE turned the investigation over to the House Ethics Committee, the House Ethics Committee dropped it. They said, you already ran this pot by the appropriate officials, and there's nothing here.
Well, coming up, switching gears on you here, Marlon, coming up this Wednesday is this 3rd District Congressional Debate. I'm going to be moderating it alongside a gentleman from Wayne TV and a gentleman from the Journal Gazette. It is going to feature 4 of our candidates running for the 3rd District, Wendy Davis, Andy Zay, Tim Smith, and of course you, Marlon. How are you prepping for this debate?
Well, you know, I'm excited about it. I think this is something that's a good opportunity for the voters of the 3rd District to see 4 of the candidates that are running. We did a forum yesterday at the Allen County Library. 7 of us were there, and, you know, it was a 2-hour forum.
Mm-hmm.
So people had the opportunity to see, you know, 7 of the 8 candidates. And, you know, we know that I'm the front runner, and then I'm going to continue to work hard, and we're going to win because our message, I'm a proven, tested conservative. And as we prepare for this debate, we're seeing these attacks come from Wendy's campaign. I hear from a lot of voters. They don't like negative campaigning. They don't like these attacks. It confuses people. They're like, well, what is this all about? And, I'm getting ready to set the record straight with this debate and really point to the fact that, I am the strongest tested, member. I've already been to Congress for 6 years. And I know the swamp. You know, Wendy has now visited the swamp, and she's already getting sucked in. So I think that there's a difference between me and her and the other candidates, and that people will have the opportunity to see those differences in this debate. And I'm glad you're participating in it.
As am I, Marlon. Really looking forward to it. Really quickly, how do you feel about us 3 moderators implementing a fundraising threshold? Because there are 8 candidates in this race, as I mentioned. The top 4, based on campaign finance criteria, were the top 4 that we were taking. Obviously, we didn't know who those people were going to be till we went over the numbers. How do you feel about us implementing this fundraising threshold?
Well, you know, just like the presidential debate,
mm-hmm.
There is a point when some candidates just aren't gaining any sort of momentum, and you have to set criteria at some point, especially as you get closer to the election, because, when it's coming down to 3, 4, 5 candidates that are the strongest ones, is, you know, getting their message out in the lead on polling, I think there's always a time when you say, okay, we're going to have this group here because we really need to hear more and more and dig down, what's going on with these attacks from Wendy on Marlon? Why is she doing this? You know, what's Tim Smith's message? What's Andy Zay's message? You know, so I think that that's good for the voters. And you know what? It also should just remind all the voters, if there are other candidates, make sure you go look them up on their website.
Yeah.
Find out other information about them too. So that's just the way campaigns go. It's hard to always get everybody's voice heard, but we're coming down to the wire, and I think this debate will be very helpful to the voters of Northeast Indiana.
Yeah, let me tell you, May 7th cannot come soon enough. Marlon, I'll be seeing you on Wednesday.
Thank you. Great to be with you this morning. Thanks.
Yeah, likewise. That is one of your candidates running for Indiana's 3rd Congressional District, Marlon Stutzman. By the way, in terms of this debate, we will air it for you in its entirety on Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on WoWo, and then we'll have a podcast of the entire debate as well, so you can listen whenever you have time. So definitely be keeping your eyes and ears perked up for that. Coming up.
Podcasts by Federated Media.